Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Ron Hamilton, who is the board president of the Motherload Fair, as well as Lori Giannini, who is the CEO of the Calaveras County Fair, talking about the local fairs. During the first segment, we kind of hit on the state of the two local fairs in Calaveras and Tuolumne County. This next segment, I would like to talk about, you know, a little bit about the importance of the local fairs. I'll start first with Lori Giannini with Calaveras County. You know, what do you see as kind of the main importance of the fairs as well as the fairgrounds in general?
Well, you know, the fairs have a long tradition. Ours, we have documented minutes from 1893. And so that same concept is still there where people just come together, neighbors come to see neighbors, and we're really proud of our heritage, but we like to create a culture that is very inviting, and that when you come to the Calaveras County Fair, there's a sense of just hometown hospitality, and that everybody's your neighbor, that we're all family. And we like our visitors from out of the area to have that same feeling when they come. And I think that hasn't changed. It also hasn't changed where we are showing the best and the brightest in Calaveras County. And we do that through our junior livestock program. We do that through our ag mechanics program. We do that through our wine shows. This year we put in a demonstration kitchen. And overall statewide, I would say the importance of fairgrounds have really become more on the forefront because of all the devastating wildfires. I think in 2017, at one time, 18 fairgrounds were deployed. And they were everything from fire camps to my friend who runs the Dixon Fairgrounds. She was actually a hospital for disabled adults that they moved from Napa to there. And I think that was in 2017. So that has become hugely important. And then the economic impact in 2015, the last data that Fairs and Expositions did, the Calaveras County Fair's economic trickle out was $5.2 million. That's huge for the community. A community our size. And it goes not only to Calaveras County, but Amador and Tuolumne and the surrounding area. So they're pretty important.
Ron Hamilton with the Motherload Fair. Anything else to add when it comes to kind of just the importance of the fairgrounds and the fair in general for this community?
I think what makes us unique is the fact that with the Motherload Fair, we're centrally located right in town. And with the Calaveras County Fair, they're right on the edge of town. So we're really integrated into the community. At the Motherload Fairgrounds, all roads kind of lead to the fairgrounds when it comes to downtown Sonora. You know, and it's more than just the annual fair itself. You know, we've got the rodeo and parade that a Mother's Day weekend. We have the Celtic Fair. We, too, have been used as a base for fire evacuation families during the Rim Fire, during the Complex Fire, the Red Cross setup, and other fires as well. So, you know, it's more than just a fair. It's a place where people can come together. And you know, if you come down to the fair during different events that are going on over the weekend, or the family Christmas dinner that's happening that the community puts on, it's people coming together to be friends and you know, hug each other and support each other in good times and bad times. And I think that's what makes the fairgrounds unique, is that, yeah, we can set up a Ferris wheel and have a good time, but at the same time, we're more than that. And I think that's what people need to understand, is fairgrounds throughout California are more than just a place to come and ride on a ride. It's a lot of different entities that take place during the year.
I know you've been one of the youth leaders over the year as well. What have you noticed from the kids that go through the ag programs that show at the fair?
You know, I'm the fifth generation born and raised here. So I've been in 4-H since 1974. And so the biggest thing that I see that the agriculture program gives to the kids is confidence. You know, you can take a kid and give them an animal and let them know, hey, the animal survival is going to depend completely on you. And I've seen kids that would hide behind their mom when it came time to say hello to, by the end of the 4-H or FFA year, is a child in the show ring telling a judge all about their animal, because they become vets, because they have to know, you know, what to do to take care of the animal when it's sick. They become become entrepreneurs because they have to learn how to market that animal and sell their business. They become public speakers. They become community service students because we make them work in the community to give back to a community that gives so freely at the Mother Lode Fair auction. So what I see is it's a very important entity in all counties in California, the ag program for students, because they learn so much confidence and so many skills.
Mother Lode Fair is a couple of months away. You know, what's been decided in regards to dates and when it will be held this year?
So this year, the Mother Lode Fair will be July 4th through the 7th. We are 4th of July weekend this year. Our theme this year is How Sweet It Is, focusing a little bit on the different entities in Tuolumne County, such as, you know, honey, and we've got candy making shops, and just the sweetness of coming together at a fair to see your family and friends that you maybe haven't seen in a year or a couple of years, coming together to enjoy the carnival, enjoy the events we're going to have at the Destruction Derby back this year on Sunday. We have a group that's working hard to put that together. We will be having an event on Thursday night in the arena that's going to be sponsored by the Miwok Tribes, Black Oak and Chicken Ranch Tribes. And then we have the motorized events at Truck and Tractor Pulls on Friday and Saturday. So we have a full slate of events planned and different things going on. And then, of course, the Junior Livestock Auction on Saturday for the large animals and the Small Livestock Auction on Sunday for the small animals. So we're excited about what we're putting out there. We're going to be doing a flash sale for 4th of July for cheaper tickets so people can bring a family and enjoy the 4th of July events. So fireworks shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. So we got some new things going on, kind of brought back things from my childhood. When I was a kid, we'd have the fireworks show and it was always exciting to go watch. So it's kind of nice to bring some of the past back to the fair and kind of, you know, how sweet it is.
4th of July weekend, it seems like families are always looking for something to do as well.
Yes, yes. And sometimes the lakes are too full. Sometimes Yosemite is too full. So, hey, there's always another option to go to now.
And Lori Giannini, the Calaveras County Fair Jumping Frog Jubilee, just a couple of weeks away. Anticipation
yes.
is building, isn't it?
Yeah, and our theme this year is Be a Kid Again, and I love the theme because who doesn't want to be a kid again, right? And so we have our Miss Calaveras, our Saddle Queen competition. We also have on Thursday, kids are free on Thursday. They can jump a frog for free. Friday, we have our Ag Mechanics auction. We also have Shooter Jennings in concert and our Buckaroo events. Saturday, we have our Stampede events, our California Cowboys Professional Rodeo. We're also doing a salute to first responders that night, so I'm pretty excited about that. Sunday is the Destruction Derby, the Junior Livestock Auction, and also the International Grand Finals of the Frog Jump. And so, and you know, we have so many sponsors, and we really could not do it without our sponsors, Black Oak Casino, Jackson Rancheria, Dignity Health, Cal Waste, the Higgins Ranch, and Winter Creek Foundation. Those are our major sponsors. But then we have people that sponsor everything from those large amounts down to $50, and they are all so very important. And, you know, you were talking about the youth, and what I love is to see is now, you know, I've been at the fairgrounds in some capacity 28 years. I started when I was 5, by the way. Anyway, I see these people who, I call them kids, who have been in our program, who are now grown up and giving back. You know, you have teachers at the high schools who are in our program. You know, I have three board members who were in 4-H who are now governor appointed, you know. Two of our board of supervisors were in 4-H. And so to see people come back, the director of Miss Calaveras, the director of our 4-H programs in Calaveras and Tuolumne County, the director of Miss Calaveras, they were all people in our program. And when you see them growing up and then going away to college and then coming back and reinvesting in their community, that makes my heart swell. You know, and that's what we're all about. We're all about these programs, even our agriculture programs. Our board of directors, and we do these things because we're hoping to add to the person they're becoming. And I think the programs at both fairs do an excellent job of that. And that's why they have survived since the late, you know, the last century. I don't know, 4-H is over 100 years old, I think. FFA is getting close to that. And so that's why they've survived, is because they're such great leadership models, and they just really add to those young people. And then they come back and they serve in so many ways. And to me, that's what it's all about.
Very good. We need to take one more break. We're talking about the state of the local fairs on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by Lori Giannini, who is the CEO of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee coming up in just a couple of weeks, and Ron Hamilton, who is the board president for the Motherlode Fair, the big fair coming up in July. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Next weekend, we're going to get an update on all the happenings at Columbia College, joined in studio by the college president, Dr. Santanu Bandopadhyay. That's next week on Motherlode Views, our final segment coming up in just a minute.